Part 2, Pre-Reading Part, 看一下读前部分。这几个人物的照片咱们都认识啊。下面有几个问题可以讲一讲。Look at the photo, do you know who these comedians are? What makes them funny? Do you know other comedians who are funny in the same way? Have you seen any of these comedians?Our programs, what do you think of them? 有的咱们可以谈一下，比如说是 Hoffman 啊 is in disguise of young lady, 啊穿着女装啊，这样也自己可以讨论一下。Now, reading part, 请听一下录音部分。
Laughing matter. Comedies are theater plays that make people laugh. The writers of comedies often use different techniques.To make their audiences laugh. Cross-dressing men or women often appear on the stage. Dustin Hoffman is famous for his role acting as a woman. Funny plays often have characters that are stereotypes of nationalities or people doing certain jobs. The actors make us laugh by making fun of somebody's way of dressing.Or telling an amusing story. Acting out stereotypes of people from different countries can be very funny. It often makes people roar with laughter about themselves. It sounds funny to hear foreigners speak with an accent. Wordplay is a way to create fun in comedies. Shakespeare's plays made people in the 16th century laugh loudly.But to us, his plays are not very funny because the meaning of words in English has changed. Today, students of English, even if English is their mother tongue, often cannot understand his jokes. Clowns also make people laugh. They often act alone or as a pair and make a different kind of fun.Clowns often don't use any words at all. It is their clothes, makeup, and the way they walk that makes people laugh. Some people think clowns are only funny for children. Actually, they can help people forget their problems, at least for a short moment. Another type of people whose job is to make people laugh are comedians.They often work alone or as a pair. Unlike clowns, comedians' clothes are usually not very strange. Although body language and their face are important in their shows, they do not use the makeup that clowns use. Comedians may act out a situation during their shows. We call that a sketch, but usually,Their shows don't look like comedies. What comedians have in common with the players in a comedy is their way of playing with words. Comedians make people laugh, but also think about life. At one moment in a show, you can hear the audience laughing loudly. A few minutes later, everybody is quiet.Listening and thinking about the comedian's words. Typical for China is the crosstalk show, where a pair of comedians entertains the audience with word play. A crosstalk show has two speakers making many jokes and funny conversations. They may also dress up a little.Or act out small sketches in front of the laughing audience. Comedians of all times in many countries have a long tradition of this type of comedy. Dating back to the Qin Dynasty, the traditional crosstalk shows or xiangsheng shows have made people all over China roar with laughter for centuries. Skilled artists make use of all the richness of the spoken language to create a rapid flow of fun. Their talk includes rhythm and rhyming words, as well as tongue twisters, which often make the audience applaud. To appreciate the jokes of crosstalk artists, listeners have to know very well what the comedians are talking about. If you are not fluent in Chinese, you will not catch all of it. Perhaps that is the reason why few foreigners know about this Chinese art form.
下面看一看有关语言点。这个题目叫做 Laughing Matter, Matter 事物就是笑料。所以滑稽剧或者喜剧或者是小丑演出如何让别人笑的笑料什么内容啊？注意这个词怎么念 Comedy, 前面重音。那么喜剧演员叫 Comedian, 注意这两个读音不同啊。Theater 是英国拼写是 RE, 美国是 ER, 啊这个剧场演出啊。这一个剧作家 ,writers of comedy, 喜剧作家啊。下面 ,cross talk, 就是相声。那么 cross dressing 呢就是说互相的换衣服，就是男性和女性的性别不同啊，穿异性的衣服啊，比如说男扮女装，女扮男装啊，在舞台上。比如说咱们看前面的照片啊 ,just Dustin Hoffman is famous for his role acting as a woman, 他穿一个女士的啊服装啊去表演。所以 acting 啊就是 as, 扮演 acting as 这个介词。Funny plays often have characters that are stereotyped, 就是这个经常用的一个老一套经常用的一种行为动作方式啊 ,nationalities, 各种民族啊 ,of people doing certain things, 人们不同国籍不同民族人们做什么事都一固定的一套啊说话的方式啊，比如中国的北京啊八旗人怎么样鞠躬怎么样作揖啊，这个都有一定的啊方式方法成为一种笑料。The actors make us laugh by making, 注意动名词啊 ,fun, making fun of, 就有时呢就是拿这个人们的穿着或者做一种笑料，或者是说一些有趣的故事点叫笑料啊。所以笑料从哪来？另外就是说表示各种国籍的人他的行为举止在中国怎么说话也是一种笑料。It often makes people roar, 就是哄堂大笑，就笑得很 roar 啊 with laughter about themselves. It sounds funny to hear foreigners speak with an accent. 说外国人讲语言啊，咱们中国人讲外语有时带过中国话的腔调啊，口音，这口音的中国方言口音都是一种笑料啊。还就是词藻的这个啊使用，各种词藻叫 wordplay, 各种词藻的使用啊，或者是双关语什么的啊，用一个词就是鞋子孩子啊，这用法都这样的啊。Shakespeare's plays, 那么古代的莎士比亚剧就是有个历史的问题，就是古代历史呢古代人的这个语言跟当代语言有些变化。English has changed, 所以怎么办？所以因此当代的英国人有些怎么样根本就听不懂莎士比亚的这个语言，所以他的这个笑话剧别人听起来根本就不笑。Cannot understand his jokes, 不知什么地方可笑。那么这是一种啊，另外就是讲这个服装，就是以这个小丑像马戏团小丑 clowns 以服装作为搞笑的一种笑料。他一定不一定说话，有时候哑剧啊，小丑根本就不说话，他就是用服装 clothes, makeup 化妆还有他的走路方式啊让人们笑。这是这个 clowns 的一种方式方法啊。另外无论是哪种都是要这样做。另外就是一种就是以什么呢喜剧演员他是服装本身没什么特别。Are usually not very strange, 没什么特别。那 body language 使用一些这个体态语言啊，另外表情脸的表情有时可以做一些滑稽的表情让别人笑啊。他不一定有什么化妆 ,makeup 有时比较少啊。当然有时候他也有时搞一些但是比较少。他主要是一种情景，就是一种情景啊，可以情就是说叫做 sketch, 就像咱们目前演出小品一样，各种小品短的一个小的情景啊让人笑。那么另外就是谈到这个啊笑归笑，笑完之后那么有时候怎么样呢you can hear the audience laughing loud, 但是有时候 a few minutes later, 过几分钟之人们就都不笑了。Everybody is quiet, listening and thinking about the comedian's words, 然后注意专心听演员们的台词儿，思索台词儿，就思索品味人生啊，有的哲理含义。 不光是笑，有时非常高尚的一种喜剧啊。那么谈到中国的一些笑话，就是主要 crosstalk 就是相声，和 crossdressing 不一样。crosstalk 就是两人，往往是一对啊 ，pair of comedian， 两人一块对口相声比较多啊。那么就说他也是有时有些化妆，简单化妆啊 ，dress up a little， 主要是还是演小品呢，有时演小品等等啊，这样一种内容。那么然后说到历史上来讲，在中国很早之前，公元前啊，就是秦朝啊，就已经有喜剧啊，有话剧，有相声啊，这种表演历史很悠久。那么这个有才能的这种演员怎么做事呢？充分利用着人们的口头语言的丰富的内容来创造一些个笑料啊，一些个滔滔不绝的语言啊，说的 rapid flow 啊，像那水流那么快来说。那么 they're talking close rhyming and rhythm， 注意这两个词怎么样，一个 rhyming， 一个 rhythm， 就押韵韵味的语言啊，就是韵律啊，来表示这个，特别像咱们刚才前面说的那个什么 six shakes 啊等等啊，就是那个六个司马兵相如，就是six sick shakes， 就是用 sh 或者用 p 什么什么 Peter Piper 等等啊，那个名词就是这个绕口令来表示一种笑话啊，在古代就有。所以说最后呢，咱们讲 If you are not fluent in Chinese， 对一种语言不光 Chinese 啊 English 也是一样，如果你的语言说的不流利，你理解的比较浮浅，所以你就可能怎么样， You will not catch all of it， 就是幽默感你听不出来，觉得不会有什么可笑的啊。所以要把语言提高，能听懂各种语言的这种幽默故事喜剧。下面咱们看一下有关的这个词的构词法，就在本阅读材料里面有，主要是呢也动词啊加 ing 构成一些词汇，这些构词呢形成一些可能是现在分词或动名词都可能，这种构词法咱们现在要注意一下啊，来使用。下面就是练习，就是 ing 形式怎么来使用啊，咱们可以自己读读啊，就不往下详细讲了。底下咱们看一下，就是有关各种的这个啊不定式或者分词动名词的用法，比如咱们举个例子啊。Then he began to talk to us about French， 然后他跟我们呢用谈论有关法语的事情啊。What surprised me most was to see some women kneeling on the ground at the end of the room， 就是使我吃惊的事情的时候是什么呢，看到地上有些妇女在那跪着，在那干什么不是干什么啊。We are all very happy to hear the news， 听到这个消息我们都很高兴，就是这种用不定式或者分词动名词表示的这个用法啊，咱们可以看一下这个练习啊，看看有关的练习，就不一一都讲了啊。那么下面有一个写作材料跟阅读一块来，咱们说用汉语，用比较通顺的汉语四个字啊说的比较好听，但是英语怎么写就比较，比如瀑布宣泄啊，长发披肩如波浪起伏，这怎么说，就需要用一种语言，就咱们本单元里面重点就是动词加 ing 的语法现象，用这个语法语言点来写这个作文啊。下面还好多这作文题目啊，修建生人啊，这个偶有群猴啊，下树喜戏等等怎么说。那么下面有一段这个参考答案，咱们可以用这个办法来说啊。Talk about 什么东西啊 ？Sitting, kneeling 啊，这个 falling, rippling, shining, washing, standing， 就这些分词啊。主要是分词语言现象比较多，当然还有一些咱们没有划线，比如说 making 咱们没有划线啊，都是表示这种使语言更生动的一种作文，咱们可以试着做一下，然后以这个参考范文呢做一个对照，如果不行的话自己可以背背这些个词 building, being, polluted 等等啊，所以这阅读之后的一种写作练习。那 post reading part 下面是阅读后部分啊，咱们做一下有关的练习。这个练习咱们都做过，就是呢把前面的文章呢译成汉语，然后再回过头来译成英语，同时呢注意它们的差别。如果有困难可以查看一下教师参考书。Now, language study, 看一下语言学习部分。首先是 word study, 这部分呢主要是有八个句子啊，里面有些单词有些句子咱们查看一下啊，把里面有些词汇呢划线部分查一下。咱们用英英字典啊，查完之后呢咱们造一下句子啊，比如说查到这个单词啊，这个 bitterness, 痛苦或者苦涩啊。 那最后这造的句子，比如 she kept weeping in bitterness， 就是她呢痛苦的在那抽泣，在哭泣啊。You can hardly feel the bitterness about her failure in experiment after so many blood sweating days and nights， 就是说她为什么哭，因为她搞一个实验呢，失败了，经过多次的刻苦日以继夜的努力，最后还是失败，所以他这个你无法感受到他这个失败的痛苦啊，所以两次出现痛苦 ，feel bitterness in bitterness 啊。下面还可以造个句子，用这个 intention 这个词，就是一种希望，一种愿望，叫名词叫 intention。你说 ，he came with every intention to stay on this new job。But now he's decided to leave. 他一开始来干这个新工作的时候怎么样，非常愿意干，就是 every intention， 就想干这活。但是后来怎么样，决定又离职又不干了。为什么呢？ And the most puzzling thing is that he's been keeping all to himself his intention of finding an even better job. Never telling anyone,including his dear and near, what he's been turning over his mind all these years. 就是说他这人呢比较内向啊，他一开始呢是满怀信心，非常想干这活，后来就走了。为什么呢？他最令人想不到的事情是什么呢？他一直把自己的这想法怎么样，这种愿望怎么样搁在心里面啊，这个什么愿望，就想找一个比这个还要好的工作，但是从来怎么样不跟任何人说，包括自己最亲的人都不说，他究竟在脑子里想什么？这么多年来，所以人们的他突然间改变主意呢，突然间辞职呢，都令人想不到，令人 puzzling 啊，迷惑不解。第三个词就是 western 的，这个词比较简单，就是西方人，就中国之外，欧洲啊国家，美国的西方人。那么造一个句子啊 ，We will talk about the westerners. We usually refer to those who live in.Or come from the west part of the world， 就是说呢，主要什么叫西方人，就指呢，从西方来的或在西方生活过的一些人，他们的生活习惯跟我们不同啊，就叫西方人。所以用这些词汇呢，咱们造一些句子就行了。第四个就是 certainty，certainly，certain 变成名 certainty， 就是确定性。We are All 100% sure that your horse will lose the race. That's a certainty. Though I can't say with any certainty whose horse will win. 比如参加赛马比赛，买了很多彩票之后呢，我们就说了，我们百分之百的确信，你那匹马，你买的彩票那匹马肯定要输，肯定不行。这是毫无疑问的，确定无疑。虽然我们还说不出来谁的马，那么最后呢是能够肯定能赢。Many of those whose horses are in the race can have no certainty of success. 因为呢，为什么说不出来？因为很多马，究竟谁赢谁不赢，这个不确定性呢，成功的不确定性还是很多的啊。But some believe that Mr. Black's horse is a certainty. 很多人认为布莱克先生的那匹马怎么样，肯定会赢。为什么呢？人们说 saying that most probably his horse is certain to win. 因为他的马的赢的可能性是在 80% 以上，很可能要赢的啊。还有 typically 和这个 artistic 的都可以用来造句啊，可以造很多这个句，咱们就不一一都念了，一个副词啊，形容词啊。像第七个 rapidly 迅速地啊，都可以造句子。你咱们这里有什么形容词，有副词，是不是？副词好几次用好几遍，造一个小短文啊，造个句。第八个词咱们注意，第八个词是从这个 rich， 就富有，加 en 成为动词，使人富有，然后呢变成名词复数啊。另外可以动词第三人称都可以，像这句话就是动词第三人称。Reading enriches the mind exactly in the same way fertilizer enriches soil， 就是说这阅读读书使人头脑呢这个内容头脑这个高尚更丰富，就像呢这个化肥使得这个土壤更加肥沃一样，让人头脑就更有思想，更有啊内容，就是丰富啊头脑。在这张丰富讲啊，后面就是还要写别的用法啊，就是不定式 to enrich the nation， 使国家富裕起来啊。 traditional 形容词，传统的，这个比较好做啊。Integrating skills, 听一下录音。
We've already met, haven't we? The story of how I got my new job and came to be on such good terms with my boss is a funny one. It happened like this. I was cycling along a street on my way to the interview. A yellow car passed me and suddenly cut in right in front of me, as there was another car coming in the other direction. I had to brake hard, and I hit another cyclist. We both fell, but fortunately neither of us was hurt. I was extremely angry. I saw that a little further up the road, the traffic lights had turned red. I cycled as fast as I could and saw that the driver in the yellow car was waiting at the red light. I was still so angry that I went up to tell him what I thought of him. I cycled in front of him, got off my bicycle, and laid it down on the road in front of his car so that he couldn't drive off. Then I told him what a bad driver I thought he was. I told him that he had knocked two people off their bicycles and had nearly caused a bad accident. I told him that he was a danger to other people on the road. I went on shouting at him while everyone was looking at him. His face became red. When the light turned green, I said to him, "Don't be so stupid in the future. Drive carefully so that everyone can enjoy a long life." Then I picked up my bicycle and rode on. Fortunately, I was on time for the interview. It was an important job, and I wanted the job very much. I walked into the room where three people were waiting to interview me. There was a woman who was the boss of the office in which I wanted to work. There was a man with whom I would have to work together, and finally, the manager of the company. The driver of the yellow car. We looked at each other for a moment in great surprise and total silence. What should I do now? I decided to look on the whole matter as a great joke. I laughed and said, "Yes, we've already met, haven't we? I remember that the last time we met, I did most of the talking. So perhaps I should let you do the talking this time." For a moment, I saw him thinking. Then he realized that I was not going to say anything about his bad driving. The interview went very well. I told the company about my work experience and answered their questions as well as I could. 2 days later, I received a letter offering me the job. I was pleased that the manager had decided not to be angry with me for having been so rude. Now I make jokes about it and say to everyone that I dare tell my manager exactly what I think of him.
下面看一看有关语言点。这个题目就说明是个故事啊。We've already met, haven't we? 我们俩以前见过是不是啊？这是个口语啊，所以整个语言呢不像前面那个阅读啊那样书面语言。但是有地方注意呢， of 后面可以跟一个介词的宾语，是个宾语从句，就是 我怎么样找到新工作的这个故事啊。And came to be on such good terms, 就是说 came to 就等于 became, 后来怎么样会跟我的老板的关系处得这么好啊 ,on good terms, on such good terms. 这是一个要说，后面开始讲故事之前可以 这句话啊 ,it happened like this, 是这么回事。It happened like, 就以后讲故事可以先说 ,it happened like this, 啊然后就开始讲什么前面你看是现在时吧啊可能是都可以说啊 ,is a funny one, 但是说后面就要用 I was, 一般用进行时当时我在干嘛这个时态咱们同学写作文要注意 I was cycling along, I was walking, I was doing things, 就是用过去进行表示一个背景时态啊。当时骑着自行车去赶着去干嘛去呢去 interview, 就是名词就是说去面试找工作要面试嘛。于是怎么样出了个事儿。A yellow car 怎么样 cut in right in front of me, 一辆黄色汽车突然间怎么样冲到前面来 ,cutting, 就像刀切冲到前面我没法走了挡到前面的路冲到前面 ,cutting, 啊不是切啊就 cutting。然后结果怎么样我一躲呢对面有来辆车 in the other direction, 结果怎么样 I had to brake, 结果呢 and 结果 hit another cyclist, 把另外一个汽车人两人都撞啊都倒了 ,we both fell, 这是一个描写非常生动啊。还好呢就是谁都没受伤摔得不重。所以怎么念 neither of us, 不是 neither, 有人念 neither 也对 ,neither 也对所以不一定非要念 neither, 用 neither 啊就我们谁都没受伤。结果这个I 呢非常生气所以怎么样就是最后把车停下来拦住那个汽车正好红灯亮就是红灯不亮了嘛就对那司机黄车的司机就大吼大叫把他狠狠地训了一顿就说呢说了一番话就说呢你是个什么人 ?I went up to tell him what I thought of, 你什么人我跟你说你什么人啊说一下。什么人就说了 ,I told him that he had knocked two people off their bicycle, 说你的一个人撞倒两个自行车的人啊 ,had nearly caused a bad accident, 差点酿成严重交通事故啊当然没有酿成但是也够危险的啊。I told him he was a danger, 这个 danger 可以翻成马路杀手你就是个马路杀手。啊太危险了。I went on shouting at him, while everyone was looking at him, his face became red. 这说他 一点话也没有他的脸变得通红啊。When the light turned green, 放行的时候我跟他说 ,don't be so stupid in the future, drive carefully so that everyone can enjoy a long life, 让别人活得长点啊。然后 then I pick up my, bicycle and rode down. 注意很多短语动词啊 ,pick up,roll down, 接着往前骑。结果正好呢赶上去这个面试呢也没有迟到。还好啊。那么面试就正好屋里坐着三个人啊三个人。这个考官啊三个考官。那么这个动词呢是 to interview me, 是 interview 的是本来是这不是名词嘛就成为动词变成动词就是转换法。考我的人有三个啊。There was a woman, 有个妇女一个女的是一个老板办公室。老板还有一个呢男的是呢我跟他一块工作的人是个这个部门的老板部门经理啊这样三个人还有一个人啊而这人什么人正好就是我的那个撞我那个黄车的那个司机驾驶员就是那个跟我一块工作的一个老板结果怎么样 we look at each other for a moment in great surprise and total silence 我们两人怎么一见面大吃一惊怎么样完全无话可说 What should I do now 那我怎么办呢我把人骂得口血喷头啊怎么样怎么办呢就这样说啊 ,I decided, 我决定怎么样 ,look on the whole matter as a great joke, 我这样做吧我决定呢 ,look on the regard, 我决定把这件事这样出事的撞车的事骂他的事怎么样当作一个玩笑来对待吧轻松对待不要紧张于是我就大笑起来我就说了 ,Yes, we've met, 啊 ,haven't to, 前面题目说啊I remember that the last time I met you, I did most of the talking. 上次跟你见面的时候怎么样主要是我在说你一句话都没说。那么 so perhaps I should let you do the talking this time. 那么这回在屋里见面呢那你就来说吧我听着吧。那这样一说就是让对方就明白了对方就 realize 就说呢他这回怎么样这位年轻人呢不会接我的短不会说我当老板的在马路上不好好开车撞人啊不会这么说所以他怎么样就不会让我去知道我不会说去揭露他那个车技很差的那个事实了于是他怎么样 就问我很多问题，我就什么光回答问题啊，光听他说话，所以怎么样，整个这个面试怎么进行非常顺利。I told the comment 怎么怎么样，我的经验什么，回答很多问题等等。Two days later, 两天之后怎么样， I receive a letter, 注意后面这个 语法啊， offering me the job, 就是呢两天之后收到通知信说呢这工作取了我了，录取了， offer me the job, 说主动让我干。I was pleased that the manager had decided not to be angry with me, 决定我的部门经理没跟我生气，那还怎么样，因为我当时对他非常粗暴啊， having been so rude to him. Now I make jokes about it. 那么现在呢每逢人我都说这事儿，当笑话来说， joke 当动词了，变成名词啊， joke 变成名词， about it, and say to everyone that I dare tell my manager exactly what I think of him. 就是我敢跟经理说，直面经理跟他说他的缺点，说你怎么个人，我跟你说，这样大的胆子说这故事啊，就是这样一来的话就成为一个笑话啊。所以这段语言非常有意思，可以背一背，做一个独白来朗诵比赛啊。下面一些练习，咱们照原样样子做个翻译啊，对照一下中英对唱啊，有什么区别，什么这个主要是这个语序啊，结构词等等啊，有什么差别就行了啊，语序 word order, 结构词和这构词法的差别。Now, so much for part two.